boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I almost went to jail today for stealing a car.
I'm actually surprised it took this long. To be honest with you.
Yeah, honestly, same.
What were you thinking?
And you know what? I honestly was shocked at this point. You know, I'm 29. I haven't gone to jail yet.
Manifest. Man, I guess.
No, so neighbor man and I decided we would go to breakfast today and treat ourselves. And after we got out of breakfast, we went to what we thought was our car.
Oh, no.
We started to open the doors. And that's when we immediately realized, this isn't our car.
Oh, God. That is the most horrifying feeling in the world.
I know.
You're lucky you didn't like set off any alarm, did you?
No. Or at least try to start the car.
Did you get in? Was it unlocked?
No.
Oh, I'm like, how far did this go?
No. But yeah, we realized and then we stopped. And then we like looked around, and that's when we realized the whole row of cars outside the restaurant were all white, because our car is white. And we realized, oh my God, where is our car? It was two more cars down.
Dude, it's so hard. I feel like I didn't struggle with this with my old car because I could spot that mm-hmm. piece of crap from a mile away. Mm-hmm. If the front bumper was hanging off, I knew that girl was mine.
Yeah.
But now that I drive like a black SUV of sort, there's so many out there. And it always happens to me in the Target parking lot. For some reason, yes. I go up, walk into the wrong car, and I do the same thing where you look around and you're like, please, God, I hope nobody saw me. Because then you look like a freak.
Please, please make sure the owner didn't see this.
My biggest fear is that you walk up to one thinking it's yours and somebody's still sitting in it.
That would be horrific.
It
hasn't happened. But what happened to me in college one time is that I had a car and it was a black car, and I thought it was mine. I unlocked it. The key worked and everything. Because it was the exact same car as mine.
So that shouldn't happen.
Unlocked it. I got in, started the car. And it wasn't until I turned to my right that I realized, wait a minute, this car is clean. Oh, and you God. Know me, my car is never clean. And I go, wait, where's the fast food bags? Oh my God, this isn't my car. Turn the car off. I immediately locked it and I walked away. I Snapchatted it to my like college friends. Well, one of my friends knew the friend who owned that car, and they told the owner
that I almost stole their car.
How embarrassing.
I know, and that's in college. You don't want anyone to know that.
Well, and what's the craziest part is that you could tell by the smell. Like, is that fresh pine? I'm used to the McDonald's fries.
Where's the stale fries in here?
Have you changed since
no.
then? Of course not.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like we're entering that time of year where everybody seems to be getting booed up, whether it be you find your snuggle buddy for the winter season or you hop into a relationship, aka cuffing season is here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been single heading into cuffing season, it sucks because you're like, I want to be part of being in a relationship.
Yeah.
So there's a new dating trend going around for people that are like, like I'm ready to not be single anymore. I want to have somebody this cooler winter fall season. And it's called cobwebbing. Okay. Oh, cobwebbing.
Yeah.
The experts say it's a must for cuffing season. So
a must?
Yeah, it's a must. If you are ready to move on to a new love, move past being single, you got to let go of your past relationships. Okay.
Okay.
You got to dust
that's,
off the cobwebs.
That's hard for, okay.
Off of your heart, out with the old, in with the new. So they're saying basically,
this doesn't make sense for a cobweb. A cobweb has stuff stuck in it.
That's what I'm saying. That stuff is phone numbers, old messages that you go back and reminisce on, even an old t-shirt that still smells like him. You got to dust away the old cobwebs and start fresh.
God, so it says clean up the cobwebs.
Clean up the cobwebs.
God, don't keep the cobwebs. Well,
I mean, you could, but you're probably not going to be successful in moving on.
Got it.
So they're saying that heading into cuffing season, dust away that old stuff as hard as it may be. If you really want to move on, you got to Swiffer dust
it. You got to get rid of everything.
To be most successful, it says, yeah, you gotta let go. Start
phone
fresh.
Numbers, pictures, Snapchat.
I guess. I mean, you can tailor it to yourself. If you're not somebody that goes through your camera roll and then is staring at pictures of your ex sobbing at 3 a.m., then you could probably leave
this.
Them. What's that?
What if there was a picture of them with their cat and their cat's cute, though?
I
got some pictures of that.
But if you're keeping it because of the cat,
see, that's the thing.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
Because it's not, you're not going back to look at the picture of your ex.
No,
you're going
I'm
back
only
to,
there for the cat.
Well, why don't you just crop it at that point?
Oh yeah, there's that feature, isn't there?
I think you're being exposed.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I feel like most of the time when you find out that your partner is going out for a boys' night or a girls' night, you're like, yeah,
woo!
Night to myself. And that happened to me last night.
I'm just going
to
be in my pajamas.
That's exactly what I did. I
knew it.
A peaceful night. I watched a Netflix documentary, made some pumpkin chocolate chip muffins. It was great. And then I laid in bed until he got home. And I feel like if I get home from a girl's night, I want to update him about all the tea I got.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like, oh my God, you're not going to believe Sally's not with her man anymore.
Stacy, ugh. Her children, they're so bad.
Tina won't stop talking about her ex. Oh my God, mm-hmm. They're still hooking up. I want to, even if he doesn't care, I got to have that decompression because I just took in all that information and I want to tell somebody. It's very different for him though. So I want to know if you have this same situation with neighbor man, because he got home and he had gone over to a friend's to watch basketball and
fun.
Yeah, super exciting. But he got home and I was like, oh, how was it? How was your friend? It was good. I'm like, okay, well that's good. I'm glad it was good. He's still with his girlfriend. Yeah. I'm like, can you give me anything? Did you guys speak to each other at all? Literally crickets.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And it wasn't even like he's withholding information. I just seriously think that boys' nights must be different.
I think they might actually just watch football.
I think
or basketball, whatever you said, some sportsy of sports.
That's must be all they did, because I was like, you know, prying for information, trying to find out what you guys talk about.
See,
what happens at boys'
that's
night?
Different than girls' night. We would watch, you know, like let's say Legally Blonde, but then we would also be talking crap, you know?
Oh, we're it's catching different. Up. Yeah, it's just so different. I was like, man, this is kind of sad for you guys.
Same thing happens to me, and I get a little frustrated with like neighbor man is like, when he comes home from work, he does the same thing to me. I'll be like, what happened at work today? Or, you know, how was work? And it's the same thing, Taylor. I'm like, how'd it go? It was good. Oh. I'm like, I know that ain't true. Somebody gave you lip. Somebody was mean to you. Somebody did something. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody's cheating on their husband. Tell me the tea, you know? Something's happening. You always get the tea at work.
Right.
So, but he doesn't ever tell me anything, and it drives me bonkers. I'm like, I need the work tea. Because I come home and I tell him the work tea.
Well, that's the only thing that I can think of is they like are like, is it even worth it? Because I know that you're about to talk for 25 minutes straight about what's happening in your life.
Yeah, but I'm like, sometimes I don't want to tell him everything. I want him to tell me. I want to hear the work tea at his tea, at his job, you know?
I don't know how to fix it.
I don't either.
It's kind of sad.
I know. What do we do?
It's
like you've got to find a way to get them to talk.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write up a list of questions for his next boys' night.
That doesn't work. If you ask him questions, it doesn't work. It's almost like you got to poke him with something.
No,
like
I'm going to
like
give
a needle.
I'm going to give him questions to ask his friends for me so that I can have the tea.
So you're saying I got to take him questions to ask his work for like his coworkers.
Who's cheating?
Oh, hey, are you cheating on your wife? So that he can get back to me and tell me who's cheating on their wives. Because, see, that's good.
Exactly.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I got to tell you about what I saw earlier today.
What?
I don't think it's happening right now. But next to the radio station, there's like some car repair stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So there's always a lot of vehicles over there. And when I pulled in today, there was a car up in the air.
Well, that's what they do at repair shops, Taylor.
No, I don't mean like jacked up, like so that somebody can work on it underneath.
You're going to tell me it's a flying car.
Pretty much.
Taylor,
there was, no.
No,
I'm
Taylor,
not kidding.
No.
There was some sort of lift situation that it was above our building. And they were moving that thing that high in the air. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know why you're rolling your eyes at me, because that's what I saw.
Taylor, they put those things on jacks so that they can work underneath it.
It was not a jack.
You've been to an auto shop before?
I have, believe it or not. I'm not talking about a jack. I am talking about like a trailer. It was levitated up above the building. And they were moving it around.
Okay, was it attached to wires or anything? Or you just think it literally
was... It
was
on like a trailer bed.
Okay.
Above the building.
I thought maybe you had something before work and you started seeing things.
I will not comment on that.
I'm like, you did make muffins before work. I do know that.
I did. And you know what? I saw a flying freaking car.
We want to know, what's a dead giveaway that your partner doesn't like a gift you got them? Let us know at 319-200-1029. Because last night... we did boo baskets. Mm-hmm. Sort of. Sort of, not really.
Okay.
Because I gave neighbor man his boo basket. He wasn't quite done with my boo basket.
Okay.
So I'm getting mine in parts, which I'm not mad about.
Yeah, it's kind of like an advent calendar, but
yes. Not. Yes, exactly. So I'm going to get mine in days, which I'm not bad about, because it's not just one and done. It's going to be in...
the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. So I gave him all of his in one day last night, and I noticed something, and I just don't know if it means he doesn't like what I got him or what, so I need your help. So I gave him this boo basket, and he got a couple different things. One was kind of like a sweatshirt, a nice sweatshirt, and he put it on, and then immediately he was like, cool. And then he went to the closet, and he hung it up. Then he got a t-shirt, and then he put it away in the dirty basket. Then he got a coffee and he put it away. Then he got something else and he put it away. And so here's the thing, is that one by one, every gift he got, I just noticed he put it away. Like where it actually would
belong.
Taylor, that's not what he does. That's not what that man does. Okay, when he comes home from work, I can't get that man to put his shoes where they belong, okay? Or where his socks belong,
right?
Or anything. So don't be fooled and be like, oh, okay, that's what he's doing, what he's supposed to do, which is putting things where they're supposed to go. Mm-hmm. No, that's not what he does. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he was doing that because he wanted to... I don't know.
Not look at it.
Yes. Is he doing it because he doesn't want to look at him, because he hates the gift, because he thought they were ugly, or what? Because here's the thing. Like, if I get a gift, I want to put it on display. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you get me, let's say, this pin right here, I'm going to put this on display for the next 1 or 2 days because I like it. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm confused if he just thinks the gifts were ugly.
Maybe, I guess, I don't know, because I could see that where he's like, okay, I love it. I'm going to put it away so I don't have to look at it anymore.
Yeah.
And we don't have to talk about it. Or I guess the opposite, it could be that he's so excited about it that he's putting it where it belongs. Like, okay, if I got a sweatshirt that I was really excited about, maybe I would put it in my closet so it's there the next day when I want to wear it, because
mm-hmm.
I'm so excited about it and I want to be able to find it. Or if somebody got me, I don't know, like a new beauty product, I'm probably going to take that into my bathroom where all my stuff is anyways, because I'm ready to use it and I want it there when I'm excited about it tomorrow morning. So maybe it's that. Maybe he's so excited that he wants it to be where it's supposed to be so he can use it, or he freaking hates it. I don't know.
See, that's right. I have no idea, Taylor. I can't tell. It's one or the other.
Did you ask him?
No.
Okay, well,
that's where we went
let's
wrong.
Go back to step one then.
We want to know, and we need your help with, what's a dead giveaway that your partner doesn't like a gift you got them? Because we're coming up on boo baskets. We're coming up on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. 319-200-1029.
I feel like you can kind of tell, especially with your significant other, because you know them, that you're like, something's off here. I can tell you don't like this at all. Mm-hmm. With my boyfriend, I don't think it's happened with a gift yet, but it has happened when I bring him stuff home from when I go thrifting. Because when I go by myself because I do better when he's not there, respectfully. But I'll look for him. I look through the whole store, and if I find something for him, even if I'm not entirely sure if he's going to like it or if it's going to fit, I'm going to grab it for him and bring it home. And the way I can tell he doesn't love it is if he doesn't put it on immediately.
Okay.
Because if I bring home something that he's really excited about, I find a really cool t-shirt, let's say. I'll bring it home. He wants to see what's in the bag immediately. And if he likes it, he puts it on. It doesn't matter what we're doing. If we're in the middle of making dinner, if he's in the middle of video gaming, he's going to stand up and strip down immediately where he's standing.
Oh, God.
And put it on and then go look in the mirror because he's that excited about it. There have been some things that I'm like, well, this is a risk. I'll take it home and see if he likes it. And he'll open it and I'll be like, are you going to try it on? Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Oh, and then he doesn't?
He normally will try it on eventually, but I can tell that it's not really, like, he's not vibing with it. And sometimes when he puts it on, he likes it better. And he's like, you know what? Actually, I do like how this looks. And then other times where he's like, yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which, whatever. I get it.
But if he tries it on right there and there in that moment, sold.
Yes, 100%. That's how I know it's a success. So it's hard when it's not clothing related, because I got him shoes for Christmas one year too, and immediately he didn't even finish opening the rest of his gift. He put them on before moving on, so I knew those were a win. But I haven't done anything like, I don't know, a tech accessory or anything. I'd be interested if I got him like headphones or something. Would he try to connect it to his phone immediately and see if he liked it that way? I gotta experiment. I gotta broaden my
horizons.
That's
what I was thinking. If you got him like, I don't know, like AirPods or something, would he immediately start busting open the box of the AirPods, or would he just be like, cool,
I'll connect them later.
Sweet. Yeah. When I go to the gym, maybe I'll use them. You know, I'd like to see his reaction.
I know. So would I, but that sounds like a pretty expensive experiment.
We're talking about what's a dead giveaway that your partner doesn't like a gift you got them. You can let us know at 319-200-1029.
Jackie, what about you?
When they look at you and say, oh, thanks.
Oh.
It's the tone.
Yep.
I feel like that would be something I would do. Like, oh.
Yep.
When the voice goes up, you know. They don't really like it that much. Emily, what about you?
When they don't start putting it together immediately.
Mm.
So, like, kind of like with the clothes, if they don't put it on right away, it's kind of like if they don't start putting it together. Like, I got my ex a chair, and he started putting it together right away. And something that would say that he didn't like it would have been if he did not start putting it together. And I'm like, okay, I'll get to this eventually.
Yeah, if it sits in the corner for an extended period of time, they're probably not that excited about it. 100%.
Yep, no, that makes sense.
What about you? What's a dead giveaway that your partner doesn't like the gift you got them?
When my girlfriend doesn't take her shirt off, that means it's just, I know she don't like it.
What?
Because, like, she gets really freaky with me, and then, like, when she doesn't take it off, I'm just like, ah,
oh,
come on.
Take
off the shirt, please.
Okay. I feel like that's BS. I'm sorry.
No, 100%. Taylor, have you ever done that before?
Not once have I opened a pair of fuzzy socks and been like, oh my God, I have to rip my shirt off right now. I'm so happy and excited and grateful. Woohoo! Are you kidding me?
I can't take you seriously.
Who does? I'm serious. If you do that, go off. What kind of Christmas are you going to?
A rated R one.
I'm saying.
Seriously, I have never in my life been like, yeah, you know what? It's getting hunnier. Let me think. Never. And never will I ever. I'm sorry.
If that makes you think that I don't like the gift, then.
We are not meant to be.
We should never have been together. Come on.
I really want to go home to Neighborman tonight and be like, hey, when I opened part of my boo basket and I had to take my shirt off, were you mad?
Did you think I hated my boo basket because I didn't strip down? Oh my God.
I want to see what his reaction is. He's going to be like, what? Why would you take your clothes?
Well, maybe he thought that was a dead giveaway that you didn't like the gift. We want to know from you, what's a dead giveaway that your partner doesn't like the gift you got them?
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
What?
You are so confused right now. You thought I was about to talk about a song, but well, I am not.
Okay, hold up. Let's talk about it. Can I explain why I think this is about a song? This is called Trending with Taylor. And what you don't know is for our show, we use this thing called Trello. Maybe your job forces you to use a thing called Trello. We're not forced to use it. We actually choose. We really love
it. Keeps
Trello.
Us organized. We keep our show notes in there.
Yeah. And I don't ever know what she's going to bring to the show when it comes for Trending with Taylor. All I saw is that you said Zach Bryan and Brianna Chicken Fry, which I think is something about the song. And then a little bit of chicken fry.
Oh my God.
And a cold beer in a front. And I don't know the song. Okay. I don't like.
Okay.
Song.
Not at
That's
all.
That's what I thought you were bringing to the table. So 2 seconds before we turned the microphone on, I go, do you need an audio clip? Because I thought you needed the song. Isn't it Chicken Fry?
Chicken Fried.
Chicken Fried. Okay. See, I don't know the song. I was like, do you need it? And you looked at me like I was stupider than stupid.
No.
Which probably I am. And you were like, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
Okay. Yeah.
So take the floor, queen.
Let me catch you up because it is very clear to me that you are not on the same side of TikTok as me.
No. Okay.
So
I'm still on the Dancing with the Stars. Everybody's trying to do the Whitney move.
Okay.
That's the TikTok side I'm on.
This is very different. So I'm going to give you a little bit of lore so that you understand what's happening now. So Zach Bryan is a country artist. He kind of has blown up in the last.
Didn't he team up with Post Malone?
Year. I'm not sure if he did on his last album, because there's Zach Bryan and there's Zach Brown Band, who does sing Chicken Fried. Don't get confused.
Oh my God, I'm so confused already.
Okay, Zach Bryan. Anyways, he's a new country artist. He's had his moments of controversy in the last couple of months. He like drunkenly tweeted that Kanye West is better than Taylor Swift.
Oh dear Lord.
And anyways, that doesn't even matter. But he has been in a very public relationship with another TikToker who goes by Brianna Chicken Fry. She works for Barstool. I'm sure you've seen her on your For You page and didn't even know it. But they've been dating for about a year, I would say. And there was some tea around them starting to date because both of them, there was maybe some overlap with their previous relationships.
Okay.
So people were a little spooked out on that. Anyways, they've been in a very, very, very public relationship since then. Until now, there's been a breakup.
Ooh.
And everybody's drama. Talking about it. Everybody's speculating about it. So what happened was people were kind of thinking, they're like slowing down on the posts. Something seems a little bit weird. And then people were seeing Zach Bryan pop up on the dating app Raya, which is for celebrities.
Celebrities, yeah.
That's a little suspicious. Don't you have a girlfriend? He's now confirmed that he is single. So he took to his Instagram story. He did the classic black screen with text on it and said, addressing something, Brianna and me have broken up with each other. We've broken up with each other. That seems odd. And I respect and love her with every ounce of my heart. Blah, blah, blah. It's been great, but we're no longer together. Then, which already people were like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, what happened? Then Brianna Chicken Fry goes on TikTok after a couple days of people being like, what's going on? And she says, hey, I just woke up this morning and I'm completely blindsided by this, you guys. I didn't know he was going to go public with this. So if you could give me a little bit of time to like catch up with what's going on, that would be sick.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So she didn't know. She knew that they were breaking up, but she didn't know that he was going to post it out to the world for everybody else to comment on. So people are losing it. They're like, why would you do this without telling her? She woke up to a million text messages being like, you got dumped? What's going on? Are you okay? And she's like, I don't, what? And then she looked at his Instagram story and saw, oh, okay. He went ahead and posted it, I
without
guess.
Without me knowing.
This oh is my like God. A nightmare.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I can't imagine. But at the same time, you got to think like, okay, you probably want people to know so that they stop making like cute fan edits of you together, maybe. I don't know. I think I'm totally anti his decision of putting that on his Instagram story.
Yeah, but also if you're already broken up, I don't know. Do you have, I don't know, like, do you want that communication anymore to like, do you want to communicate with each other anymore?
Well, clearly not. He's on the dating apps.
So then at that point, did he have to talk to you to tell you he was going to go forward? I don't know. I've never had to like openly, I'm not in that type of relationship where you have to openly say something like, hey, I'm going to move forward and I'm going to go ahead and tell everyone we broke up.
Right.
I'm not in that. Thank God I'm not a celebrity.
That makes me be like, I don't want to post anything ever again. Nobody needs to know about my life.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Hi, my name is Destiny. I know it's October 23rd, but I'm thinking about Christmas.
Of course. You and a lot of other people, I will say.
Don't hate on us because you don't want to be us.
I'm going to live in the Halloween time for now.
But I'm thinking about Christmas. For good reason, because we just got family photos done. Really, it was just me, neighbor man, and our zoo that we have.
The pets.
We got our family photos done because we needed to get that done, but also because I wanted to do a Christmas card this year for his family and his friends and then my family and my friends. And we got them done, and I love them. However, I knew this was going to happen. We look beautiful. Me and him, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs, perfect. The cats, well, they ain't looking at the photos.
Dude, I don't know what you expected because cats are, you know how cats are.
I know. And then if you could get one of the cats to maybe look at the photographer, then the dogs ain't looking. And it's just, honestly, it's a cluster. Mm-hmm. It is a hot mess express. So, if you could get all the pets to look, then me and neighbor man ain't looking.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a hot mess. And so I'm going to lean into that for the Christmas card, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to lean into... We just look like a dumpster fire.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
So I think we'll pick the most dumpster fiery photo. We'll smack it on a Christmas card. And then what I kind of imagined was a very merry, messy Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Neighbor man don't really care for that, though. But I was thinking, do you have anything else?
Well, I will tell you that I like this idea because as much as I love like a really aesthetically pleasing Christmas card, it's not realistic.
No, nobody's Christmas is aesthetically pleasing.
Well, and I'm sure anybody with kids understands your pain of trying to get everybody to look right in a photo because kids be kids.
Uh-huh.
They're going to do whatever they want. So I like when people lean into like, here's how we are. Take us or leave us. Happy holidays.
You love us or you don't, okay?
So I think why beat around the bush? You could just do something like, happy holidays. We tried.
Oh, I love that.
You know, because it's like, yeah, you really did. You did your best. You got all the animals outside and it didn't quite work out. So why fake it? And
I
just
love
say
that.
We tried.
I love that so much. Happy holidays. And then in like a little bit of a smaller print, we tried.
Seriously, because if you were to send me a very serious Christmas card that was like warm wishes to you and yours from me and mine, and it was this beautiful photo, I'd be like, who is that girl?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't match. So we tried is very honest.
And I love that.
I think you should do that. It's kind of weird timing because you have been on the family photo train for the last, honestly, like 3 weeks.
I've been talking about it a lot.
You did a lot of planning. You had really high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And now you finally got your photos back. And then as soon as that ended for you, family photos were presented to me. Okay. Not my immediate family. We haven't done, my family hasn't done family photos since I was probably in fifth grade, to be honest, because we that's not our thing. We don't do that. But my boyfriend's family does and still does family photos, I believe, every single year, which to me says, oh, you guys are organized. Okay.
Jealous.
And my boyfriend came to me last night and was like, hey, my mom was wondering if you wanted to be there for family photos next week. And I immediately got anxious. I don't know why, because I wasn't really expecting it, I guess. Not that I totally like feel like I'm part of their family and stuff, but I never want to be the person that's like, hey, let me jump in this photo. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like anytime I've gone on trips with them or vacations and they want to take a family photo, I always just out of habit step to the side. I'm like, okay, you guys, yeah, family photo. And then normally I'll like hop in for one after they get theirs just because I feel like, I don't know, I'm trying to be respectful. It's weird to me. I'm like, I don't want to overstep my boundaries. But if you're inviting me to it, okay, yeah, I'll do it.
Girl, you've been with the man for 2 years.
Right. So I'm like down to do it. Am I overstepping? I don't know.
Personally, I think you should. I think you've been together long enough. I think this is your invite. You are part of the fam.
Mm-hmm.
This is your moment. Take the moment and run.
Okay. Well, I said I'm going to do it.
And then also, because I'm assuming they're going to do a Christmas. Do they do Christmas cards?
They do a Christmas card.
I love it. Okay, great. Because then my other thing is, like, if they send it to, like, the cousins or the aunts or uncles, they're going to be like, oh, why is Taylor not in it? Is Taylor and that man not together anymore? And they're going to start spreading rumors. So that's the only thing.
Oh, my God.
Because people are chatty, Taylor. You know, so that's the only other thing that makes me want you to do it is that they're going to start spreading rumors and be like, oh,
something must have happened.
They're not together anymore. And then they're going to start calling, you know, your boyfriend's mom and be like, oh, did Taylor and him break up?
I never liked her anyway.
Yeah. Dude, seriously.
I would hate to hear that.
Yeah. So, you know, let's not have that phone call happen. So let's just get you in the photos. But I did bring this up to Neighbor Man last night because I was like, hey, like, she doesn't know if she should be in the photos. Like, what would you do? As the man,
yeah,
you know, if this happened to you, if, you know, you invited me to be in photos for your family,
right,
and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, my God, tell her to do this because you haven't lived until you have been cut out of family photos.
Oh. Is he preying on my downfall?
Well, actually, now that you say that, maybe he is.
Guess who's not getting a Christmas card?
Time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
That's the theme for tonight's trivia question. Actually, all this week, it's a water.
Water. I'm so glad Justin Bieber has a water song.
She's been praying for this moment.
I've been waiting.
Why is the theme this week water? Because we are the official judges, official judges of the 2024 Best Tap Water in Iowa.
Yep, we'll be taste testing on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to gear up for it by talking about lots of water.
Yeah, like Taylor said, hopefully you don't have to go to the bathroom right now.
Don't think about it.
Hold it in.
Okay.
Tonight's trivia question about water. A study from Michigan State University says that people were more likely to wash their hands in a public restroom if this were in there.
Mm.
What is it?
All right. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
A study from Michigan State University says that people were more likely to wash, that's water, their hands
thank
in
you.
their hands in public restroom if this were in there. What is it?
I feel like people are about to expose themselves.
I just hope you're always washing your hands.
Well, you know, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
You know what? Mom and Dad said we never would make it. Okay, maybe it was just my mom.
They're proud of us now.
They're proud of us now because we are one of the few official judges of the 2024 Tap Water Competition of Iowa.
The taste test.
Yeah, we're going to taste test some of the tap water here in Iowa, and we're going to judge it to see who has the best tap water
mm-hmm.
out of all the cities in Iowa.
It's going to be very competitive.
We'll let you know who we think is the best of the best.
I don't know if we're even going to know.
I don't know.
We probably won't know until they announce who won.
They announce it. So we're going to do this Thursday in the morning, and then they announce the winner at 7 o'clock at night. So we won't even be there, Taylor. We're not even going to be there.
We're
going to
find out with everybody else.
I know.
That's kind of fun.
I know. So we won't even get to be there when the award is handed out, but exciting.
Big stuff. Lots of water.
So we'll let you know Friday who the winner is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make sure you tune in. But all this week we're doing water trivia questions because we're really excited for this honor that we get to do. It's serious and honor.
It's grand.
We're pretty excited about it. So the water trivia question tonight. New study from Michigan State University says that people were more likely to wash their hands in a public restroom if this were in there. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 1782 said another person.
You know what? Yeah, I get it. I do it all the time. That sounded suspicious.
No, but do you ever feel like if somebody else is in there, you're going to make sure you do the full
happy birthday
thing?
I don't half it.
I'm like looking at them like, you see me doing this?
I brought happy birthday twice did over here.
There you go.
You see me soap it twice?
Yeah, it's like that little extra pressure. Like I am washing my hands. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm. Hannah said paper towels. That's, I'm going to go with that. If there's another person in there and there isn't paper towels and the only option is the blow dryer, I won't wipe it on my pants because I hate using a blow dryer. I will not use the blow dryer.
I never even fully dry my hands because I am impatient
because
it takes forever. Unless they got those nice Dyson ones. Those are crazy.
Yeah. But I will just wipe it on my pants. I'm too stubborn.
I got places to be. People to see.
To shake their hands.
A little bit of moisture. Michael said a mirror.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah, because you're probably like wanting to check yourself out anyways. Wash your hands while you're doing it.
I was taking it as you see yourself and you're like, oh, shame if I don't.
Oh, you dirty, dirty girl.
Dirty animal if you don't do it.
Yeah, you disgust me.
A study from Michigan State University says the people were more likely to wash their hands in a public restroom if there were this in there. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029 and the answer is coming up in less than 4 minutes.
Have you ever been in one of those bathrooms that it's like in the, not only is the sink, the water, the soap, but it's also the blow dryer. It's all in the sink. Have you ever seen those?
No.
Oh, well, those are crazy.
That's a high tech.
It's I still wipe it on my pants.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
In case you're wondering. If you see me in the bathroom and there's a blow dryer and that's the only option, I'm wiping it on my pants.
Just know she's not going to use it. Water.
Yeah. We are going to be taste testing a lot of different water on Thursday because we are the judges of the Iowa 2024 Iowa tap water competition.
Yeah, the taste test.
Yeah. I hope we're going to be thirsty.
Dude, I love me some water, so I'm excited to try some tap water.
Are you getting prepared for this? I drank 2 Stanley cups yesterday.
Yeah, I have been hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'll be good.
I was so prepared I was getting prepared for it yesterday that I was not prepared for how many times I had to wake up last night in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
It's the lovely side effect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your duty as a judge.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yes.
So this week we are getting you prepared as well with us because we are doing trivia questions that have to do with water all this week. A study from Michigan State University says that people are more likely to wash their hands in a public restroom if there was this in there. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
A study from Michigan State University says that people are more likely to wash their hands in a public restroom if there was a sign encouraging them to do so. I think we're talking about the signs that says, if you're an employee, it is required for you to wash your hands before going back to work. Mm-hmm. Or they also sometimes say, and if you're a customer, we encourage you to do so as well.
Probably. I don't know. I see
those signs and I always think to myself, why do we have to have those? But I think they're required by law, probably.
Probably.
And I'm like, shouldn't we all just be washing our hands?
Well, you'd probably be surprised.
But it has never once made me wash my hands. I'm not going to lie. I've never seen that sign and been like, you know what? Maybe I should wash my hands. Never.
Ever. Yeah, if anything, if somebody's like, should I wash my hands? I don't know that a sign is going to be like, you know what? Because the sign told me.
I should.
I have to.
I need a sign that attacks me.
Yeah, I want it to insult me.
Hey, you sicko.
You nasty.
Wash your hands.
Piece of crap.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.